14th, Rabi'ul Awwal, Urs Mubarak of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Malik, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the unique devotee and the Imam of Medina, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Malik bin Anas, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, was born in 93 Hijri in Madinatul Munawwara. He received his education and training in Medina Sharif, the names of the pillars of the deen, like Hazrat Nafi' and Imam Ja'far Sadiq, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhima, are prominent amongst his teachers. He kept the reverence of ahadith in his keen consideration very much. Imam Shafi'i, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has stated, "The status of Imam Malik, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, is as bright and distinguished as a star when discussing the names of the scholars. He was a great guide to the Ummah and an Imam of his faculty of Islamic jurisprudence. He was a standard of fiqh and fatwa, that is legal opinion, and a resort of the scholars seeking authenticity, proof, and reason. His scholastic work, as well as marvels, illuminated the hearts of the people. The great Imam and Awliya, like Imam Azam, Imam Shafi'i, Ibn Mubarak, Sufyan bin Uyaynah, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhim, also had the honor to gain the pearls of wisdom and knowledge from him. He was a trustworthy personality regarding ahadith. Countless tributaries of knowledge originated from his great writing, Muatta, by virtue of whose excellence people from the Eastern and Western world had their demand of knowledge fulfilled." Stating this in the admiration of Imam Malik Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh would be enough that amongst the nobles, like Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, have become one of his students. The role model for the devotees and the Imam of Medina, Hazrat Imam Malik bin Anas Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, passed away on the 14th of Rabi'ul Awwal in 179 Hijri. His holy shrine is situated in Jannatul Baqi, Madinatul Nabi. May the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake.